Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Welcome back. You're listening to From a Stranger to a Stranger. My name is Issa Martel. Today is the second of Shawwal in the Islamic year 1442, which corresponds to Friday, May 14th, 2021, Eid Mubarak. I hope yesterday you had an excellent Eid if you are Muslim and you completed your Ramadan, alhamdulillah, and now you were celebrating and doing what you're going to do. It's been a minute. All of Ramadan, I did not make any podcast. I have a lot of stuff that I was doing, though. And in doing so, we missed some events, you know, such as George Floyd's killer's trial. Dude was found guilty. I remember when this happened, I was working, and I, in my day job, am sometimes a bus operator, and so I was doing that on this particular evening, and I noticed all these cars started honking and stuff like that. And I thought there was like a traffic jam or something like that or whatever. And I started hearing people talk and saying that he got found guilty and all this. So that was a good thing. You know, people got really, really like that from my perspective of being in this environment 10 hours a day, 40 some hours a week. This past 12 weeks or 13 weeks, I actually was working on Lake Street, and I was in the same, I mean, there's bus stops right in front of the old police station that was burnt down. Not really burnt down, but it's closed up and everything. The buildings around it were burned down. And I was there to watch them burn a year ago already, you know. So it was a pretty interesting personal experience from that point of view. It seems that this did lift some sort of tension or something off of the city, meaning Minneapolis and St. Paul as well, the twin cities, I guess we can say, that people seem, I mean, it feels different, right? There isn't this, like, overall, I don't know, like an overall dislike of authority. I mean, that I'm sure still exists, but I don't know, dude. I guess the fact of the matter is that a white dude, white cop, finally got busted and found guilty here in Minneapolis and St. Paul because they got away with that for enough. Excuse me. That happened. That was pretty much probably the biggest thing. But I had thought about some other things in the past month, but I didn't really decide to record anything and just continue working on some other things that I have been doing. But I did think about like a personal experience, right? And what's interesting is that everybody else is having their own personal experience. I know it sounds pretty, straightforward and to the point, but so I'll give you an example of like what made me think about this. I happened to be driving down the street, and like I said, my job involves you kind of being like hyper aware of everything that's going on in a city street on a city block as you're going down it, driving down it. And you have multiple things, so your brain is processing so much information. And normal, if you're just driving, this is the activity. So when you're normally driving, your brain is processing so many variables and so much information at incredible speeds because you're going maybe, in my case here, I'm going like 25 miles an hour because it's in the middle of the city. But imagine if you're driving on a highway, the speed of the highway and how fast your brain is processing the information that's being fed into it, just from visually. Right, and then you include like things like sound, the sound of your vehicle or what's going on outside, the feeling, like the vibration of the vehicle, and this types of things, and other people, like other cars. You see other cars coming around you, people if you're in the city, people crossing the street, randomness that can go on in the middle of a city block. These types of things. Your brain is processing this information. So I was looking out the window and I had noticed, somebody walking down the street or something, and it just caught my eye. I think they were talking to somebody else and they turn and walk down the street. And I thought, like, that person is just having their own experience that's completely separate than mine and will be completely different. It'll be like, no, I mean, well, maybe there'll be some similarities, but there's no way that their experience of life can be like mine, my experience and yours and whomever, everybody will have their own unique individual experience, which is the life that they're living. So when you think about that, and then you think about how many people are on the planet, right? And all these people and all these individual experiences are happening, and through their experience, we interact with other people and incorporate like multiple experiences, I guess, happening together. Or like the ex multiple people are experiencing the same experience. And then they'll split apart again and go on their own way, where you're then, when you're split apart, you have no idea what their experience is. You only know the experiences of other people where you have a shared experience. Like if you went to a show together or you're talking together or something like this. But even talking might not be a really a good thing because you're interacting. I mean, it is like a shared experience. Of course it is, but I guess I'm thinking more of a shared experience, like you're watching something or you're both experiencing something else happening. So it made me think about this. So this is what I was saying, that this driving, seeing these people, and made me think about how everybody, their experience is different than mine, and what could that be, and it's probably like just as interesting or maybe mundane as mine. Like maybe in that thought when that person turned, they were just thinking like, oh, I gotta go home and let the dog out or something, you know. Or they might have been thinking whatever, you know, but it's just is I found that kind of interesting and interesting in a some mathematical large number type of way of what might be like randomness, or something like this, what it might appear to be this way. But that's a lot of people and a lot of experiences then. So and then you combine that with, you know, all the people who've lived. I was watching this interesting, really interesting YouTube video. It was called How Earth Moves, I believe. Let's see if I can find it. But it was really about time. And yeah, here it is. It's by Vsauce, and it's called How Earth Moves. 24 million views. And the video is really, really fascinating. But it talks about time. But in the end, you watch this whole, I mean, it's like a half hour, or it's 21 minutes. And you're watching this, and it's really a good video if you're into time, especially, and calculating time, how time is calculated, using the sun and the orbit and this type of thing. But at the end, there's like the, it shows like where the distance you would move, the Earth moves in 100 years in our. Like in the universe, I guess, or the galaxy, it would be in the galaxy. So, you're seeing the sun. It's a model of like the sun, like a computer animated model, and the Earth spinning around it, and it's like moving through space as one whole thing. But then it's cool because it like kind of zooms out and out and out, and then they like draw a little line, and then they're like, "This is the approximation of the how it would far it would travel in 100 years." And when you think then, right, like all of us are living in this 100-year chunk, right? But if you took that same chunk and kind of like copy and pasted it behind, you would have time then, right? And you'd actually have like a timeline because the line, you know, it's like the line, it's like the travel, the line. If you see the video, it's a line. So you'll maybe conceptualize this better if you watch this video. but you know, so if we go just like 100 years, then 100 years, this type thing happened here, but it's not like a time that's like made up or something like a timeline, but it's like a physical position. Like instead of saying, yeah, that happened like 50 years ago, right? Because that's like 50 years ago, but if we say it more of a that happened when the Earth was in this position back there. You know what I mean? Like we traveled, like we moved, or that happened back then, which that phrase makes a whole lot more sense. Like if you say like that happened back then or whatnot. But if you think of it as like a physical movement, that we've traveled, like the Earth has traveled, like if we're on like a big train or something, you know, like we've traveled. So we don't ever think of time in relationship to movement, I guess, that they equate to each other in some way. I mean, you might think about it like if you're driving down the highway and you have like a trip you're making and you're saying like, okay, this is going to take X amount of time or whatever, but not in any sort of universal where you're flying through the galaxy, you know, and this is like what's going on. It was pretty fascinating. I don't know, but that video is good. I've been binging The Expanse again. So this is probably my favorite science fiction television show at the moment, and how I always envision the future kind of being in this type of way. I used to think that Babylon 5 was the best show. Like story-wise, I thought that was the best. And then I really liked Battlestar Galactica, the remake, up until the end of it, like when they, I guess they had the writer's strike or something while they were filming it, so it skipped like the 1 year, if I remember, and then it was when it came back, the last 2 seasons really weren't all that, I don't think. But I thought it was cool how it ended. The very, very, very end of it. I didn't like how Starbuck, this will be spoilers if you haven't watched, but it's pretty a couple of years now, so how Starbuck like kind of died and then came back to life, and I don't know. It was weird, but I thought it was cool that they landed on Earth that we're currently living on. But it was, you know, however many thousands of years ago, and the one of them that interbreeded with the human population at that point was the female, and that's where mitochondrial Eve came from. So it was kind of cool in that regard, I thought anyway. But other than that, the actual story of it was kind of weak. But in any case, Babylon 5 still kind of held out as the you know, best story-wise. But now with The Expanse, I think The Expanse might have tipped it, and that's because it's all human and it's set like in our solar system, and it's kind of like how you can see humans going forward, you know, in a few couple hundred years. you can see this, perhaps. You know, there's people on Mars. There's people in the asteroid belt. The moon is colonized, you know, so it's pretty cool, I think. And now in the show, there's like an alien threat. But it's not like a alien in the sense of like a humanoid alien, so it's kind of cool the way it is. So I'm really enjoying that again. And what else is happening? I saw a clip of Ewan McGregor. And he was, they guess they started filming the Obi-Wan Kenobi TV series. I guess it's going to be a mini series, like one season probably, and probably kind of leave it possible for a second season. But what is pretty cool about it is that Hayden Christensen is in it as well as Anakin slash Darth Vader, so I'm really fascinated to see how they're going to do this. But the Disney movies pretty much stunk, except for Rogue One. Rogue One I really enjoyed, but the actual trilogy, I didn't like. And it's not because it wasn't entertaining. I mean, visually it was cool and stuff like that, but it just was really, I don't know. It didn't have this, I want to say, feeling of Star Wars. I don't know. I can't really put my finger on it, but it had something that just, I mean, besides, if you want to say poor writing, but it had something that I didn't seem to enjoy, particularly Palpatine at the end, I thought was kind of dumb. And that whole Rey being his granddaughter was to me weird because he didn't seem to have like any love interest or anything like in Revenge of the Sith. So it was kind of weird, but possible, I guess. I think that they should have made the big bad guy been Snoke, and not bring the Emperor back. Snoke would have connected it to the prequels as well, and kind of like left it, I think, better tasting because it could have easily said that he was behind, kind of like the orchestrator of, some of the other stuff that had happened. So he was behind, just, I guess, waiting this out because, Palpatine thought he killed him or something. But he actually did survive and knew how to survive death. But I guess then you wouldn't be able to kill him in the end here. So I don't know. But I didn't like the Emperor coming back and that whole, I mean, I thought the Sith planet was cool, but it didn't have to be the Emperor. It could have been something else because then it would have at least kind of made sense. I feel that we knew the Emperor. We knew him. We knew Palpatine, We had three movies of just Palpatine. And then we had the original trilogy, so the character we kind of knew, and the whole he had this thing on this other planet, well, of course it's possible. It just seems really, I don't know, like just like made up and inserted. It doesn't seem to fit exactly, I guess, from me anyway. Someone was telling me that this last trilogy was really made for book, like you had to read the book, like the screen, like the novelization of the movie to get all this stuff. And I was like, well, I shouldn't have to read a book to understand a movie. The movies, especially in Star Wars, I take the cinematic episodes as the canon. You know, that should explain everything that you need to know, in it, like without having to refer to something outside of the movie to understand what's going on inside the movie. With those 9 episodes, you should be able to watch that and understand it, and that's it. And then stuff like books and these other things pull out of these main movies. So I really don't agree with that at all. And if that was, I don't even think that that's what they did. So it's moot anyway. But yeah, so I didn't like that. But the TV shows, like Mandalorian, and now we are going to have Obi-Wan. These have been really excellent. And well, The Mandalorian has been. They really have the feel of Star Wars down. It seems like it's going on in the same universe as that you know. You know, granted, it's kind of like because you're seeing recognizable characters, but this is kind of exactly my point that I was just saying. They're pooling in this like mini sh this these TV shows. They're pooling characters and stuff from the movie, right? It's not like now the movie's not going to, the next time they make a movie, it's not going to, you're not going to need to have seen the TV show, or it's not going to pool. It might pool characters from like the TV show or something else into a movie, but it's not, that would be fine because it would fit in. For example, they pulled Clone War cartoon characters into the movies and the TV shows. Like Rogue One had Forest Whitaker's character was from the Clone Wars cartoon, and now he was in a movie. And then in the Mandalorian, they pulled a bunch of characters from the cartoon and made them into live action characters as well. So, you know, these series, I'm assuming Obi-Wan is going to fall into this as well, are going to be really excellent. Like I was saying, I'm glad that they got Hayden Christensen. I feel that people like were kind of like crapped on him as Vader, but it's still kind of cool. Like I think what people don't like is ultimately until we had Rogue One, we never saw Vader be Vader. Like in his prime, just killing people, hacking them down. We didn't see it in, I guess we saw it a little in Revenge of the Sith, but not where he's fighting like in Rogue One. We just saw him cut down people when he got to Mustafar, I guess, and they were just unarmed people standing there anyway. And when he killed the sand people, we didn't see it really. And then also, obviously, when he killed the kids, we didn't see that. So we didn't really see him like fight down a bunch of people until Rogue One, when at the end he just like cut through all the rebels, and it was pretty vicious. So I think that's what people really want to see. And also in that same kind of train of thought, I think that's one thing that people were disappointed about when we saw Luke in the last movies, and that was that he wasn't doing that, and we got to see that Luke be Luke then in The Mandalorian, you know? So it's like these shows like are giving us these other things. Like we never saw Luke be a Jedi, like a awesome, I'm going to fight everyone type of superhero Jedi. So that happened after Return of the Jedi, I guess, and you know, so we never saw that. And then when we saw him again, he's old and like disconnecting himself from the Force, which is kind of weird, but understandable, I guess. I don't know. I didn't really have an issue with Luke in it. I kind of thought he was cool. I like Luke. I just thought that, I don't know, they could have handled him differently somehow. I don't know. I don't know. But I knew that Luke would have was going to die. I knew that they were all going to die in this last trilogy, so it wasn't that aspect of them, of Luke getting killed and dying, wasn't my issue. It was kind of just like some other things, the way they were handled. But yeah, so Obi-Wan TV series was should be cool. I'm curious to see what it would be about. But it listed a bunch of people. O'Shea Jackson Jr., so that's like Ice Cube's kid who played Ice Cube in NWA movie. He's on it. They got the kids, the two people that played Owen and Beru, the in Re Return of the or in Revenge of the Sith, those, and probably I guess in was Attack of the Clones as well, those two actors to do it again. So they're going to be in it. So obviously there's probably going to be on Tatooine somehow, and I don't know, anything is going to be cool. These like are such iconic heroes, and this time of the Star Wars universe is so cool. So I think that if they just stayed in this time period, like after Return of the Jedi up till when they made those movies, it would be really, you have, tons of content that could come from there. And you'll have familiar characters that you can play with, you know. which the fan base would probably already know, and it can kind of have some nostalgia. And then you can also try to like fill in gaps that would make sense for the last movies. Like, why did, what's her name, Maz Kanata, have Luke's lightsaber? You know, it was just kind of like, oh, that's like a cool thing to put in there, but it was never explained or anything, or even like talked about again. And I don't know, it's just weird, like that type of stuff. I don't know. But anyway, I just wanted to come on, just that's kind of just off the top of my head, podcast quick. So I'm going to cut it now. Thanks for listening. If you listen to the end, thanks a lot. Till next time, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you.